I don't know exactly who the throttle master was on that, but I got that in an email this morning from Steele, and that was a Steele chainsaw humming the national anthem. I thought quite appropriate for this morning.
Oh my gosh!
So we're talking outdoor landscaping, and we're taking calls just like Corey in El Mirage, and you can get on at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. But Tim, you had mentioned a good lawnmower should last you 10 to 15 years. How often are you using that mower? How often should you be mowing?
Well, in the summer, you definitely need to mow at least once a week, especially monsoon season. That grass kicks in and starts growing, and a lot of people, like, you know, we all have tough schedules. Like you said, you've been trying to mow for 4 days, so I understand. But that grass, it is yellow at the bottom, and it's only green at the top. So if you're taking off more than a third of the plant, you're always going to get those yellow marks in the lawn. And that's one way that the real mower cuts better than the rotary.
And so the yellow below doesn't mean you've got poor nutrient deficiency. That's just the way the lawn
is. Yeah, that's just how any hybrid of Bermuda is.
Tim, one of the things we do here at Rose on the House is we test as seen on TV products. We're going to go to the callers right now, but in a minute I want to find out why, when I go to your shop, why can't I get the as seen on TV permanent head for my steel edge trimmer that never needs replacing? Okay?
Okay.
All right, Corey, go ahead.
Hey, I have fescue grass for my summer lawn, and I water it once a day at about noon for 20 minutes, and it keeps turning more and more yellow. I don't know how to fix that.
You have fescue grass for your summer lawn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where in Arizona are you?
El Mirage instead of Bermuda.
Well, you know, fescue, we would consider a cool season grass, not a warm season grass in the desert, typically. That's part of your problem. It's going to be hard to keep fescue looking really nice and green in our heat, quite honestly.
Okay. Well, I just, like, always thought that Bermuda kind of looked more like a weed instead of grass.
I'm with
you. It is.
I'm with you.
That's why they make the hybrids.
It's a mowed, you know, weed.
Yeah.
You know, there is nothing prettier than cool season grasses, rye grasses, bluegrasses, you know, some of the fescues. That's just the way they stand up. They cut well. They make those beautiful lines when you cut them. You know, all of that, but, you know, in all honesty, you're just trying to grow a plant here that's going to struggle in the kind of heat that we have, and you're having to water it every day a lot, and make sure, here's a couple of things if you're going to do it. Make sure with the fescue, you do not try and cut it very short. You know, with Bermudas and hybrid Bermudas, we might be down to, you know, half an inch, 5/8 of an inch, less than an inch. You're going to be 2 to 3 inches probably in mowing height with fescues. And they need to be mowed really long, so they help also shade the soil underneath them. And with your watering that much, you're probably going to need to fertilize it a little more regularly. So those things might help you. I would also not water at noon. I'd be watering at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Now, is fescue like rye where you have to reseed every year?
You know, in our case, fescues, if you can get them to go through the summer, would likely not have to be reseeded. But I've noticed even in the Midwest where they use a lot of fescues, what they do is in the fall, they'll actually reseed them just to thicken them up. Because even in the Midwest, by the end of the summer, they've sometimes stressed out a bit. But
I've seen golf courses for years add green dyes to their pre-emergence, to their weed killers, or even just to keep the grass looking green. And I've actually started to see that show up a lot in my news releases of painting your lawn, especially in California where there are a lot of water restrictions.
California, they're painting lawns a lot right now because they're not watering them.
would Corey be a candidate to just paint that fescue and limp it along, and then when the real season for fescue for his area comes in, he's got it green? Because I'm not thinking he's going to get the green lawn he wants with that, no matter what he does.
I guess that's a matter of, you know, of personal taste You know, I just don't know how long the paint lasts if you're watering it and mowing it. I think the painting thing that I've always seen is either done for two reasons. You know, I used to, instead of planting a winter lawn when the Bermudas went dormant, some places would paint the lawn. And then, of course, you're not watering or mowing it all winter, so it stays a long time. And in the case of California, you know, in lieu of having to water and mow, they're just painting a dead lawn green. So it looks green, and it probably lasts a couple of months. I don't know. I just don't know how long the paint would last if he's going to continue to water and mow it.
Well, if you try, Corey, let us know.
Yeah, there you go.
And if your lawn turns to dust and it's dirt, then how much water is it going to take to start a new lawn? You know, so I don't know if that's how much that's.
You know, there's the decision of whether you should have a lawn or not, and how big a lawn you should have, and what's responsible. And I think that's a fair question.
Now, for someone that's had a real mower that's been, you know, basically resting all winter long, what should somebody do before they fire it up and start pushing the mower?
The most common mistake that people make is they think that gas is this nice, pure substance that lasts forever. But gas goes bad very quickly, especially in our environment. And the alcohol that they add to the gas, the ethanol, that makes things 10 times worse. So if you let your mower sit for any more than a month, the carburetor is likely to clog up. So it's when you park it in, say, Thanksgiving time that you need to get the gas out. And if you haven't done that, then chances are we're going to need to go through your carburetor. So we get so sick of doing carburetors in the spring.
Hey, one of the things Jennifer does here at Roselle House is she tests products as seen on TV. And a lot of times when I'm watching the SEC channel or the History Channel at night, I see this apparatus advertised for the head of my line trimmer. And it's like a lifetime installation. So I don't have to wind the spools anymore. I don't have to worry about the strings. And Tim, I can't tell you how close I've come 50 different times to order that. And I just think to myself, well, if it worked, Tim would have it in his shop,
exactly.
And I've never seen it in his shop.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna order. I'm gonna order. I gotta give it a try.
Yeah. Well, the lifetime supply of line, they just get you on the shipping every time. So the shipping is paying for the trimmer line. But like I said, bring it down. We'll show you how to wind it, and we'll get you over that hump. It's just education. It's
okay. Now stuff. I've got the steel two line edge trimmer, and when I want to load that spool up, I usually give it two wingspans. So
yes.
I usually do about 12 feet per. Am I close?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And there, some of the new heads that Echo has, you don't even have to pull them apart to load them. You take one 12-foot piece, you stick it through the middle, and you just wind the top. So they're making them easier and more intuitive to use.
Mm.
They do sell, both the companies, Echo and Steel, sell a head where you've got little plastic teeth that bolt on, but they're not. I just prefer line because you can continue to bump that thing, especially when you have a chain link fence.
Now I don't
or
mind
cool, or cool deck.
Yeah, you know, it eats line fast.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't mind winding it the first time. It's when I've got 10 feet left. I'm just soaking wet from sweat. It's dripping in my eyes, and I'm trying to finish it to get that last 10 feet. That's when it really gets
well,
you.
Well, the line can dry out, and if it breaks off at the eyelet, that's common, and then it'll break off. You have to pull it apart and get it back in. But we sell really good line. We've got the landscapers out there testing our stuff, so that's our testing.
You know, we're doing the 4th of July special celebration edition of Rosie on the House, and we do a day in history of what's happened on 4th of July. It's one of those things you remember in history the day this happened. Do you remember the day in history? Yeah, I remember the day in history I first saw a line trimmer, and it was Uncle Johnny Watkins trimming a chain link fence at his house, and this has to be about 1969 or 1970. I thought, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Now, you had mentioned earlier you got to get the gas out. Do you have any special tricks? Can I just turn the lawnmower over and shake it out on the ground?
Really. Usually Honda will give you a drain on the carburetor. So you have to look for that. It's in the manual. It's normally at the bottom of the carburetor. There's a nut or a screw that you can loosen to drain that. But a lot of machines, you might have to buy a turkey baster or stuff a rag down into the tank. And the other idea would be to bring it down to Scotty's in October or November, and we can service it and then winterize it for you at no cost.
Tim Russo of Scotty's Lawn Repair. I like the gas y'all sell. I've quit buying my lawn equipment gas at the filling station. I buy all my gas at your place.
Exactly. So now we have canned fuel that has no ethanol. It has 94 octane pure gas, and it can sit in a machine up to a year. And so it's a no-brainer for chainsaws. But for the customer that doesn't want to go to all that trouble to get the gas out of a lawnmower for the winter, they can buy a can of this stuff, pour it in there, and then they just fire it up anytime they're ready.
That's pretty cool. Now, I'll have to add that to my lawnmower mates, but I got a McLean. It's got a Briggs & Stratton on it. Is there any carburetor special plug there?
Oh, the Briggs & Stratton carburetor on the McLean has been the bane of my existence since 1987. So I'm so glad to see that Briggs finally came out with a new engine that's Honda-style engine with a gravity-fed carburetor that we can just pull the bowl off and drain. So
the bane of his existence is probably paid for one of his college kids' tuitions.
Got to take the good with the bad.